It's time for North Posey Viking basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and North Posey.
Indiana's best places to work in manufacturing, Nix Industrial is a metal fabrication, coatings, and gear and machining company located in Poseyville, Indiana. Are you looking for a stable career where the employer truly cares? At Nix Industrial, we are always searching for talented team members to join our growing business. If you are interested in competitive pay and benefits, overtime opportunities, and working for a family-oriented company, we encourage you to apply today on our website, nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show...
Radio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nix Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
And thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Evansville Christian High School between the Lady Vikings and Marposi and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. Thanks for joining us. Been a while since I've been on the air. This is the first game back since December 28th. We had the placing games at the Toyota tournament, so it's been a little bit of a break. And we would have been back earlier last week if it wasn't due to the weather, the snowstorms and everything. So, but glad to be back tonight to start about this 2025 year and get back to our first game of the year. And hopefully we don't have any more hiccups the rest of the season. So, but coming into this game, North Posey's 8-5, while Evansville Christian is 11-4 on the year. North Posey is currently on a one-game losing streak. Their last game they lost to Gibson Southern 68-61 in the fifth place game of the Toyota tournament. That's their second. Two of their five losses this season have been to Gibson Southern. So, and Gibson Southern last year, nobody know if you didn't know, were the Class 3A state champions. So, I mean, and they returned a lot of key weapons from that team from last year. So, you know, you take those two losses out, and North Posey's 8-3. So, I mean, it's not a. They're having a good. North Posey's having a very good year. They had good two key upsets this year for the Lady Vikings were against down 15-0 against Evansville Wrights and coming back and winning 54-51 against the Lady Panthers. Then North Posey also beat Evansville Central and by 3 points as well in another game. So two big games that against two very good basketball teams in the area. So congratulations to them. Evansville Christian comes to this game 11-4. They are they currently their last game they played Boonville and defeated them 40-32. Common opponents: North Posey's 2-1 against common opponents between the two, and Evansville Christian's 1-1. This is only the fourth meeting between the two schools in the history, actually. So North Posey's actually 2-1 against Evansville Christian in the three meetings they've actually played against each other. So Last year, we're supposed to defeat Evansville Christian 60-41. That was back on January 8th of 2024. North Posey is led in scoring by Alyssa Heath. She averaged about 15.5 a game. Then we got Kylie Bender. She's averaged about 8.5 a game. Bender's averages went up from, she was about 5.8 a game. She's went up to about 8.5 a game now. She's really boosted her her game up and really boosted her point totals up as well. Ella Weatherholt's got about 7.3 a game, and Ellie Jo Johnson's averaging 7 a game. So they got some pretty well-balanced scoring for the Lady Vikings. For Evansville Christian, they're led by Hannah Higgs. She's averaging 12.5 a game. Then we got Bella Hall. She's averaging 10.9 a game and 9 rebounds per contest. So that's the little bit about each of the leaders who's leading each team for tonight's game as well. So, but going back to North Posey, Ellie Jo Johnson, she leads them in assists and steals. So she leads North Posey in both categories. Other games going on this week for the Lady Vikings, they will... They got Evansville Christian tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on the air again at North Posey when the Lady Vikings play Heritage Hills at home. That game will be at 7 o'clock. We'll start that game up for you around 6:50. Then on Saturday, the Lady Vikings will have to travel to Petersburg and play the Pike Central Lady Chargers. So North Posey is down to about, looks like about 6 games left here in the regular season before they start the IHSA sectional, which that'll be announced in the next couple weeks. As for Evansville Christian, they after tonight they play Forest Park on Thursday night at Forest Park. The next week they play Evansville Harrison, and they've only got 5 games left on their regular season. So, coaching both these teams are Kevin Kolb. He's his first year with North Posey. He's 8-5. And Paige Fuller, she's in her 5th year with Evansville Christian with a 47-42 record. So that's a little bit of a breakdown of both coaches as well. Other games going on tonight in the area. We have Boonville at Gibson Southern and Hancock County, Kentucky at Tell City. And those are the only other games going on in the PAC tonight. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll probably have the national anthem shortly, and we'll also bring you the starting lineups for tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has 3 unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial is hiring. Voted one.
Appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Doing one more rep, giving 100% during drills, finishing the game strong.
There's a gratifying lesson in pushing yourself to your limit.
Digging a little deeper.
Refusing to give up. I am Bryce Gray from University High School.
And I'm Ashton Elpers from North Posey High School. In high school sports, when you push your body to the brink, you realize how mentally tough you are.
No matter what challenges come your way, you know you can overcome them.
Your commitment and work ethic as a student athlete helps build the drive you need to handle the physical, mental, and emotional demands of each day.
And with your coach and teammates behind you, you are reminded that you never have to face any of it alone.
I am IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. You can see student athletes overcome obstacles firsthand by buying a ticket to your school's athletic events. It's always good to know we have champions of high school sports in the stands. This is learning perseverance. This is developing grit. This is your IHSAA.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. Starting lineups for tonight's game for North Posey is going to be junior guard number 3, Mallory Lewix. Junior forward number 5, Kylie Bender. Senior center number 12, Alyssa Heath. Junior forward number 20, Ella Weatherholt. And junior guard number 32, Ellie Jo Johnson. And they are coached by Kelvin Cole. For Evansville Christian, their starting lineup will go like this. Will be the junior guard number 1, Peyton Gear. We got junior forward number 12, Hannah Hicks. And we got junior forward number 13, Haley Hicks. Then we got junior forward number number 40, Bella Hall. And rounding out their lineup is senior center number 44, Ariana Marks. And they're coached by Paige Fuller. So that's the starting lineup for tonight's game. We've got Norm Posey, Lewis, Bender, Heath, Weatherholt, and Johnson. While Evans and Christian's going to be here. Hicks, Hannah Hicks, Haley Hicks, Bella Hall, and Ariana Marks. So, Evansville Christian's wearing the white jerseys with yellow numbers and blue lettering for Lady Eagles. Well, North Posey's going to be wearing black jerseys tonight with red numbers on their jerseys. So, it's got Alyssa Heath jumping up against. It's like Bella Hall. No, it's going to be Haley Higgs, it looks like. They're a pretty tall team. Evansville Christian is. And North Posey won the tip-off. Ella Weatherhill got the ball. She passed it over to Mallory Lewis. Lewis still dribbling. Passed it over to the other side to Johnson. Ellie Jo Johnson passes it back to Lewis. We're on the baseline to Weatherhill. Weatherhill throws across court in the middle there to Johnson. Back on the other baseline to Bender. Bender takes one dribble. Passes it outside the three-point line to Johnson. Over Lewis. Lewis gives it to Weatherhill. Weatherhill passes it back out to Lewis. Or to Bender. In the middle to Heath, and Heath lost control of it. Evansville Christian got the ball. Peyton Gear. Hey, bring the ball up the court for Evansville Christian. She gives it over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs takes a few dribbles. Passes the top of the key to Ariana Marks. Back to Gear. Gives it over to Bella Hall. Hall passes it back out to Gear. Gear passes it back to Hall. Hall gives it to Hallie Higgs. Back to Bella Hall. Evansville Christian just playing. And Ellie Jo Johnson just stole the ball here and got laid up. And it's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Jo Johnson. 2-0 North Posey. 6:44 left here in first quarter. Evansville Christian. And that was a three-point basket by number 12, Hannah Higgs. 3-2, Evansville Christian leads. 6:30 left here, first quarter. Johnson passes it over to baseline there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back to Johnson. Johnson gets the top of key to Lewis on the other side to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Bella Hall. Ball gets the ball to Gear. Gear's bringing across the 10-second line. Passes it to Hannah Hicks. In the middle there. Shared pass it to Ariana Marks, and Alyssa Heath stole the ball. He's bringing the ball up the court, gets in the baseline here to Lewis. Lewis takes a shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Mallory Lewis. 5-3, North Posey leads. 5:55 left here, first quarter. Peyton here bringing the ball up the court for Evansville Christian. She lays it up off the glass, rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Peyton here. 5-5 score now. Tied game. This should be a close game tonight. Both teams got pretty good records this year. Heath gives it out to Weatherholt. No good. Rebounded by Higgs. Throws in the middle there to Ariana Marks. Marks loses control, but Hall was able to recover it. Gets it back in the middle there to Hallie Higgs. Higgs got it blocked by Kylie Bender. They throw it up court to Heath. Heath goes up with it. Gets it blocked. North Posey's able to recover it. Weatherholt's got the ball. Weatherholt goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 7-5, North Posey leads. 4:58 left here, first quarter. North Posey playing a full-court press on Evansville Christian. And the Vikings almost stole it. Peyton Gears recovered it. Got it blocked by Alyssa Heath. But Evansville Christian got the ball back. Rebounded by Hallie Higgs. And she laid it back up, and it's good. Two-point basket by Hallie Higgs. Tie game again, 7-7, 4:33 left here, first quarter. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball. She gives it over to Lewis. Lewis throws on baseline to Weatherholt. Weatherholt back through outside the top of the key to Lewis, over to Johnson on the baseline to Bender. Bender takes a three-point shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Evansville Christian. Hey, Gear bringing the ball to the court for Evansville Christian. She gets it out to Hannah Higgs. I'll get him right center later. Back over to Higgs again. Higgs takes a shot. That's a two-point basket. That's a three-point basket by Hannah Higgs. 10-7 is your score. Evansville Christian leads by three. 3:52 left here, first quarter. Bender's got the ball right now for Marposi. Gets to the middle there to Johnson. Ellie Joe Johnson goes up with it, and it's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. Marposi down 10-9 now. 3.5 minutes left here in first quarter, and Marposi just stole the ball. And then Evansville Christian got it back. So Hannah Higgs got the ball. She passed it to Peyton Gear. Gear almost lost it. And Ellie Joe Johnson's got to get a call for a first foul. But that was a good hustle there by Ellie Joe Johnson. And that's going to be Johnson's first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Narposi. Coming in the game for Narposi is Jazz Ward and Addie Murphy for Ella Weatherholt and Kylie Bender. Short basket short by, and that should be Narposi ball, and it is. Okay. So that ball went out of bounds. Went out of bounds on Evansville Christian. So Narposi got the ball. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court. 3 minutes left here, first quarter. Narposi's down 10-9 against Evansville Christian. They've been trading baskets and everything this whole game so far. Nobody's really had a big lead, or if they had one, they haven't had it long. Lewis got the ball, takes a jump shot, got it blocked, but recovered by Ward, and they got a possession. Got a possession arrow here, and it looks like it's going to go to Evansville Christian. So 2:38 left here in first quarter. 10-9 is the score. If you're just joining us, Anna Higgs bringing the ball to court. She got it across the 10-second line. Lewis gets it over to Haley Higgs, and Haley Higgs made a 2-point basket. 12-9, Evansville Christian leads by three. 2:19 left here in the quarter. Heath got it blocked. It's going to go off of Evansville Christian player. It's going to be Narposi ball. What happened was Heath took a shot, got it blocked. Then it went off the hands of an Evansville Christian player. It's going to be Narposi ball underneath their basket. 2:15 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings trail by three. Get over to Eddie Murphy, takes a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound it, and we got another jump ball. And that possession arrow is going to go to Narposi. So good move there, play there by Jazz Ward. Inbounding the ball is Mallory Lugs for the Vikings. Gets it into Murphy. Murphy takes a jump shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound it by Bella Hall. In the game for Evansville Christian is number three, Sammy Holtzmeyer. And that ball, and Evansville Christian just threw the ball away, and it's going to be a turnover by the Lady Eagles. Narposi ball. 1:58 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings trail by three, 12-9. Baller Eddie Murphy. Murphy outside the 3-point line. Bounce pass to Lewis. Lewis gives the ball to Johnson. And Johnson made a pass to Ward, and where between her legs went out of bounds. Going to be Evansville Christian ball. Here, 1:49 left on the clock. We're posing a full court press. Sammy Holtzmeyer got the ball. She got it over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs got hold of it. Addie Murphy was able to recover it. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to court for Narposi. Gets it up court to Jazz Ward. Ward tries to throw it up, and the ball got blocked by Ariana Marks. That was a good block. And they said, now they said Marks got called for traveling. So Narposi is going to get the ball back. There's 1:29 left here, first quarter. Lady Vikings do trail by three at 12-9. Very physical game so far. Lewis gets the ball over to Ward, cross court to Murphy in the middle. Johnson tried to throw it in the middle there to Heath and got it recovered by Bella Hall. Hannah Higgs bringing the ball to court. gives it to Marks. A nice bounce pass to Haley Higgs for a two-point back basket. 14-9, Evansville Christian leads. We got a timeout here by North Posey. It's going to be a full timeout. So 1 minute, 1 second left here, first quarter. Evansville Christian leads 14-9 over North Posey. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Thanks for joining us on WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Evansville Christian High School between the North Posey Vikings and Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. We got one minute, 9 seconds. 1 minute, 1 second left here in the first quarter. North Posey's down by the biggest lead of the night at 14-9. Currently, right now, Evansville Christian's on a 9-2 run on North Posey. So hopefully North Posey picks it up and gets back in this game. But right now they're trailing by 5 at 14-9. I saw North Posey led this game. It was a 7-5. Ellie Joe Johnson takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Evansville Christian. Hannah Higgs bringing the ball to the court for Evansville Christian. Down to 40 seconds on the clock. Higgs still hand on the ball. Gets it to Ariana Marks. Marks bounce passes it back to Higgs. Higgs back to Marks. Looks like Evansville Christian is going to try to go for a last shot. Down 23 seconds on the clock. Hannah Higgs still handling the ball. Down to 18 seconds. Being guarded by Lewigs. Goes in the middle there to Bella Hall. Hall tries to bank it off the glass. Hall got her own rebound and put it back up again for a two-point basket. 16-9. And that is the end of the quarter. After one quarter of play, North Posey trails this game by the score of 16-9. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With 3 locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
And we're back. Start of second quarter. North Posey stole the ball back from Evansville Christian. Ellie Joe Johnson was able to steal it back. Stole from Evansville Christian. The Vikings got the ball right now. Got it in the middle there to Ella Weatherholt. Weatherholt went to the basket to make a shot, and she got it fouled by Ariana Marks. That'll be Marks' first. Oh, actually, that was on Hallie Higgs. Hallie Higgs. My fault. That's her first personal foul, first team foul. Weatherholt takes her first free throw shot, and she missed. So if you just joined us, we're starting the second quarter. North Posey trails 16-9 against Evansville Christian. Weatherholt missed the second one, but rebounded by Addie Murphy. Murphy got the ball out to Bender, atop the key to Weatherholt. Weatherholt threw the ball in the middle there to Murphy, over in a baseline to Bender. And we got a some issue with the scoreboard. We've got a delay in game here, but that's 40 seconds left here in the second quarter. Where Posey trails by 7 at 16-9. Evansville Christian is currently on an 11-2 run right now on the Lady Vikings. Where Posey led this game 7-5, and now they're down by 7 at 16-9. They just went really cold. Weather, Lewis takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. Rebound it by Bender. Nice rebound. In the middle there, to Addie Murphy for the two-point basket. Murphy gets a two-point basket. 16-11 now is your score. Posey down by 5. Posey in a full-court press. Arion Marks gets the ball over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs passes it over to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer takes a three-point shot, no good. And there, Posey gets going to let it go out of bounds. 6:49 left here, second quarter. North Posey trails 16-11 over Evansville Christian. Vikings were cold there for a little while, but they got back. They got a basket by Addie Murphy just a minute ago, and they're back in the game. So they're only down 5. Weatherholt's got the ball in the middle. Weatherholt passes it back out to Lewis. Lewis takes a jump shot, goes up off the rim, no good. Rebound it by, I think it was Higgs. Hallie Higgs, she got the rebound. Holtzmeyer got the ball, gives it over to Peyton Gear. Gear still handling it, gives it to Bella Hall. Hall passes it over to Hannah Higgs. Hannah Higgs lost control of it. Lost it, and nice recovery by North Posey. Good move there by Addie Murphy to get the ball to Lewis. Bender goes up with it, missed it. That was over the back, and they missed that call. Lewis takes a three-point shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Evansville Christian. So Christian bringing up the ball to court. Here, third over to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer missed it. Rebounded by Hall, and Hall tried to go up with it. She got her own rebound, and then she got fouled. So, and that foul is going to be on Addie Murphy. That's going to be her first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Evansville Christian got inbound the ball underneath her basket. Holtzmeyer's inbound the ball. She gets an inbound to Higgs. Higgs takes a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Bender gets the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson looks up court to Weatherholt. Or on a baseline to Lugs. Back out top the key to Murphy. Back in the middle to Weatherholt. Weatherholt goes up with it. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Evansville Christian. So Christian looks up court to Hannah Higgs. Higgs lays it up on the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Hannah Higgs. 18-11 now is your score. 5 minutes, 10 seconds left here, second quarter. And so Christian is a pretty good basketball team. Got a lot of height. Can shoot the ball. And Bender just nailed a three-point basket for North Posey. 18-14 now. Lady Vikings only trail by 4. Getting back in the game now. 4 minutes, 50 seconds left here, second quarter. Hannah Higgs gets the ball over to Bella Hall, takes a shot. It's good. Two-point basket by Bella Hall. 20-14 now is your score. The Vikings down 6 again. Bender gets the ball to Lewis. Back from baseline there to Murphy. Murphy's pass almost got thrown away, but shot missed by Ellie Jo Johnson. Peyton Gear bringing the ball to court. Tried to throw it up to Hallie Higgs. Higgs threw it back out to Gear on a baseline there to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer tried to drive in. Pass top the key. Three-point basket by Hannah Higgs, but missed it. Rebounded by Lewis. Addie Murphy bringing the ball to court. She gets it over to Johnson. Johnson takes a shot. Rolls out, no good. Rebounded by Weatherholt. And Bender banks it off the glass. It's good. Two-point basket by Kylie Bender. 20-16 now is your score. We got a timeout here. I'm trying to see who it's, if it's a full or a 30-second. I'm in the corner. It's by North Posey. It's just a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay here. But North Posey trails 20-16 against Evansville Christian. North Posey's playing a lot better this quarter. They've they win this quarter 7-4 right now. So playing a lot better basketball than what they were the in the first quarter. They didn't play bad in the first quarter. Just they got behind there at the end of the quarter. That's all. And Ethel Christian ended up going 11-2 run to close out the first quarter. So that's what happened. But both teams are back on the court now. It's going to be Evansville Christian ball. They're going to have to go full length of the court. 3 minutes, 49 seconds left here, second quarter. North Posey trails by 4, 2016. Over Evansville Christian. Peyton Gear bringing the ball to court for Evansville Christian. Gear gets it over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs passes it up court over there to Hallie Higgs. He gives it to Peyton Gear. Gear got it stolen by Kylie Bender. Bender goes up with it and gets blocked from behind, and she got fouled. She's going to go line for two. So good move there by Kylie Bender. And that foul is going to be on number 13, Hallie Higgs. That's her second personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Evansville Christian. Going the line for two free throw shots is Kylie Bender. And Bender makes her first free throw shot. Bender now has 6 points in the game. 20-17 now is your score. North Posey trails by three. Here, 3:25 left here in the first half. Bender takes her second free throw shot. Rolls out. No good. Rebounded by Bender. Got her own rebound. And they said it was out of bounds off Evansville Christian. So not very often does the free throw shooter get her own rebound. That was pretty awesome. So Bender inbounds the ball from North Posey. Got the ball to Heath, and it went off the hand of an Evansville Christian player. So it's going to be North Posey ball here with 3:18 left on the clock. So Alyssa Heath's inbound the ball. She gets an inbounds to Lewigs. Mallory Lewigs still handling the ball right now, down to 3:11 on the clock. Passes it out to Addie Murphy. Murphy gets it back to Lewigs. Lewigs back to Murphy. On the baseline to Heath. They got to get Alyssa Heath going in this game. And that they just got it stolen by Hannah Higgs. And Higgs bounced off her leg and went out of bounds. I mean, North Posey ball. Ooh. North Posey got a break there on that one because that could have been easily. They could have got a two-point basket on that. So Lugs bringing the ball up the court for North Posey. Down to 2:50 left here in the first half. And the ball went off of a – ooh. That went off the foot of Mallory Lewis. It's got to be Evansville Christian ball. 2:42 left here, second quarter. Referee just called the wrong thing, and the other referee corrected him. Sammy Holzmeier got the ball. Gets it up to Ariana Marks. And we got another scoreboard issue. Again. So we got 2 minutes. The clock, I guess, quit working. They got it corrected. Okay, so we're down 2:39 left here. 2:39 left here, second quarter. Lady Vikings trail by three at 20-17. Lewis got the steal, got the ball back from North Posey. Lewis driving down lane there, got it knocked away from her by Peyton Gear. Gear's bringing the ball down the court on a fast break. Gets it over to Hannah Higgs on the baseline for a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Heath. Heath got the ball stolen from her. Peyton Gear got the ball back, laid it up off the glass. Good. Two-point basket by Peyton Gear. 22-17 now is your score. North Posey down by five again. It's over to Kylie Bender. Takes a three-point shot. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward gets the ball to Murphy. Murphy takes a jump shot. It's up. It's good. Two-point basket by Addie Murphy. Murphy's got 4 points in the second quarter here. Lady Vikings down three. Over to Sammy Holzmeier. Holzmeier takes a three-point shot. Goes up off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Ariana Marks. And It went out of bounds off of Mark. It's going to be North Posey ball. 1:46 left here in second quarter. Elmsdale Christian leads 22-19 over North Posey. Get the ball to Lewis. Lewis bringing the ball to court for North Posey. 1:42 left on the clock, on the game clock. Bender gives it over to Heath. He takes a three-point shot. Goes up. It's good. Three-point basket by Lessa Heath. And we got a tie game again. 22-22. Lessa Heath finally on the in the books now. It's her first basket of the game. Peyton Gear going up with it. Lays it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Peyton Gear. 24-22 now. Evansville Christian leads by two. Got 1:07 left here in the first half. Lewis gets the ball to Heath. He throws in the middle there to Ward. Ward tried to pass it away, and Hannah Higgs stole it. Recovered it. So Higgs bringing the ball to Porsche, gets over to Peyton Gear. And Gear lost it, but was able to recover it. Got the ball over to Hannah Higgs. Down to 40 seconds left here in the first half. Looks like Evansville Christian is going to try to go for the last shot. And North Posey almost stole it. And they got their hands up again and got their hands up and swatted the ball, but then Evansville Christian was able to recover it. Down to 20 seconds left here in the first half. They were to Hannah Higgs, over to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer gives it to Marks, back to Holtzmeyer. Down 12 seconds now. 10. Hannah Higgs, hand on the ball, gives it to Gear for the three-point shot, air ball, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Evansville Christian. It's going to be North Posey ball with 1.7 seconds left in the first half. 24-22 is your score. So Murphy's got to get the ball up to Ward, and that clock should have went off, and it didn't. So at the end of the half, Evansville Christian leads this game by the score of 24-22. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring total for the first half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nick's Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nick's Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Evansville Christian High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. We're here at the halftime break. Evansville Christian leads this game by the score of 24-22 over North Posey. Very good game so far. A couple lead changes, but nothing drastic. But we've had a couple ties in the game so far. Actually, we ended up with I've counted three ties in the game so far, and we've had four lead changes. That's what we had so far here in this first half between the two schools. But starting off the game, North Posey led 7-5. Then Evansville Christian went on a 11-2 run to close out the first quarter to take a 16-9 lead after one quarter applied. North Posey actually played better in the second quarter, outscored Evansville Christian 13-8 in the second quarter, but still trailed by the score of 24-22 at the half. Individual scoring totals in the first half, leading the way for Evansville Christian with a game high right now of 8 points is Hannah Higgs. She's got 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. Higgs also leads the Lady Eagles in scoring with around 12 and a half a game. So she's on pace for that. Then we got Peyton Gear. She's got 6 points in the game. Then Hallie Higgs has got 6 points. And Bella Hall's got 4. So that Evansville Christian, all 24 of their points have came from 4 players here in the first half. For North Posey, they're a little more balanced in scoring-wise. They've had 7 players come in the game, and 6 of them have already scored in the first half. But leading the way right now, it looks like, is Kylie Bender with 6 points. Then we got Addie Murphy with 4 points. Ellie Jo Johnson with 4 points. Mallory Lewis with 3 points. Alyssa Heath with 3 points. And Ella Weatherholt with 2 points. And that's the scoring right now for North Posey in the first half. But not a bad game. Pretty good game so far. This game could go either way in the second half. Just depends on who wants it more when we come back in the play here in a little bit. But I'm not sure how much time we got left here because this score clock went totally blank just a minute ago, and now it's back on all of a sudden. And I guess we got 3 minutes left, and I guess I need to adjust that. So, but we'll just stay here for a moment, but no problem. But if you just joined us, Evansville Christian leads this game at the half. It's 24-22 over North Posey. Good game so far. North Posey was down by as much as 7 points. They were down 7 points at the 16-9 mark and also at 18-11. So, and the Lady Vikings have fought back. And they actually tied the game at 22-22 on Alyssa Heath 3-point basket. Then Evansville Christian closed out the quarter. I mean, closed out the first half with a 2-point lead at 24-22. So we'll step away for a moment for a small break. But when we come back, I'll bring you the start of the second half. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly, and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64. And servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here today from Evansville Christian High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. We got a minute 36 left till the start of the second half. North Posey trails this game by 2 points at 24-22. I don't know what's going on with the scoreboard. Usually the score stays up there at the halftime break. And right now the score is showing 0-0 with 1 minute and 17 seconds left till the start of the third quarter. So I don't know what's going on tonight. So, but it's kind of a crazy start to the 2025 year. So, but we'll see what happens here. North Posey, I guess Coach Cole decided to let the girls go out there and just warm up for a little bit beforehand. There's no reason to stand around and wait for the clock to hit zero. So let them shoot for a little bit and get warmed up, and hopefully they can pull out this game and go home with a victory. So let's hope that's what happens here in the second half. So hopefully you had a good talk with them, and North Posey plays their style of ball, and we get that victory tonight. So here we go. Both teams coming back to their benches now, and we're going to start the third quarter. Clock has about 20 seconds left. Then we'll start back up. But you just joined us. Evansville Christian leads this game 24-22 over North Posey. Evansville Christian started off the game with a 16-9 lead. They closed out the first quarter with 11-2 run on North Posey. North Posey won the second quarter 13-8 to cut that. Evansville Christian lead down to 2 points. So, Lady Vikings played a lot better in that second quarter. So, here we go. Both teams back out on the court now. And we're about to start up the third quarter. Looks like North Posey's going to get the ball here at half court, start the game, or start the third quarter. Kylie Bender's going to inbound the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. And we're back in the play. Here we go. Ellie Jo Johnson's got the ball from North Posey. Johnson, bounce pass it over to Heath. Heath Still handling the ball. Pass over the baseline there to Johnson. Johnson back out to Eve. Over to the other side to Lewis. A little hard pass there, but Bender was able to recover the pass. Got the ball out to Weatherholt. Over to Lewis. Heath back to Lewis. Bounce pass to Heath. Over there to Johnson for a bank shot. It's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. Tied game again, 24-24. 7:21 left here, third quarter. Peyton Gear handling the ball for Ensel Christian. She gets it over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs gets it back to Gear. Gear and Higgs are pretty good, dangerous ball players. You don't want either one of them taking a shot. Higgs gets the ball to Bella Hall. Hall. I got a reach-in call foul there. I think it's going to be on Weatherholt, I believe, but let me see here. It is on Ella Weatherholt. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Nora Posey. Inbounding the ball for Ensel Christian is Ariana Marks. Gets an inbounds there to Higgs. And nice block by Kylie Bender. Heath bringing the ball to court for Nora Posey. Heath goes up with it. Rolls out, got her own rebound, and gets fouled going to the basket. So she's going to go line for two. Good play there by Alyssa Heath. And that foul is on number 40, Bella Hall. That's her first personal foul, first team foul quarter. And that first basket was made there, by, first free throw made by Heath. Lady Vikings lead now 25-24. He takes her second free throw shot. Goes in. It's good. She goes 2 for 2 there at the line. 26-24 is the score now. Raposi leads by 2. Peyton Gear trying to get across 10-second line. Being guarded pretty heavy by Illy Joe Johnson. Hannah Higgs. Lou and got lost control of it, but they got Raposi for a foul there right at the end. I think it was on Mallory Lewis. That was on Mallory Lewis. That's her first personal foul. Second team foul of the quarter for Nora Posey. So, Ensel Christian got inbound the ball. They get an inbounds to Hannah Higgs. Higgs tried to throw it over to Bell Hall. Hall tried to make a shot. No good. Rebounded by Hallie Higgs. And it was 2-point basket by Hallie Higgs. 26-26 now is your score. Tie game again. Heath got the ball down the baseline. Bounce passes it out to Lewis. Over on the other side to Bender. Over the base, other baseline to Johnson. Johnson still hanging on the ball. She passes it to Lewis. Over to Heath. Heath gets the ball in the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt banks off the glass. Good. 2-point basket by Ella Weatherholt. 28-26, Nora Posey. And we got a stolen ball by Nora Posey, and Nora Posey just got fouled going to the basket. Actually, by Kylie Bender, got fouled. And that foul is on number 44, Ariana Marks. That's her first personal foul, second team foul of the quarter. Bender makes her first free throw shot. Gets her 7th point of the game. 29-26, Nora Posey. And we got a timeout here. 5:57 left here, third quarter. Nora Posey leads 29-26. It's just a 30-second timeout, so we're just going to stay here. But what happened was a little bit ago is Weatherholt made a 2-point basket. Right as Ensel Christian was trying to inbound the ball, Hallie Bender stole the ball from Ensel Christian. Went up trying to make a shot, and she got fouled going to the basket. And then that's why she's at the line right now. So, Raposi's defense has really stepped up here in the second half. This first couple minutes we've seen so far. Bender's going to go line for her second free throw shot in just a second. Both teams back out on the court now. Both teams lining up here at the free throw line. Bender's going to take her second free throw shot. She's got 7 points in the game now. And the second free throw shot was also good. So, Nora Posey now leads 30-26. This is actually their biggest lead of the night. 4 points now. Hannah Higgs gets the ball to Hallie Higgs and rebounded by Weatherholt. Weatherholt gets the ball to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to Weatherholt. Back to Johnson. Johnson over the baseline to Heath. Heath takes a 3-point shot. Up, it's good. 3-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 33-26 now as your score. North Posey leads by 7. And Heath just stole the ball from North Posey. Goes up with it, got her own rebound, goes up with it again. It's good. 2-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 35-26 now as your score. North Posey leads by 9. And that's a basket by Hallie Higgs. 2-point basket by Hallie Higgs. Game's moving pretty fast now. 35-28 is your score. Lewis takes a baseline shot. Airball rebounded by Ariana Marks. Marks gets the ball to Peyton Gear. Lady Vikings lead by 7, 35-28. Posey's really, defense has really stepped up, kind of really making it hard for Evansville Christian to make a basket here in this third quarter. So Hannah Higgs got the ball, passed it over to Gear. Peyton Gear almost lost control of it, and Ellie Jo Johnson almost got it from her. And recovered. Another steal there by Mallory Lewis. Layup by Ellie Jo Johnson. 2-point basket by Johnson. 37-28 is your score. And we got a timeout here. That timeout. We got a full timeout here by Evansville Christian. 4:12 left here, third quarter. North Posey leads 37-28. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Chris Moreland for you live action here tonight from Evansville Christian Gymnasium between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left here, third quarter. North Posey is leading now 37-28. North Posey trailed at the half 24-22 and are currently on a 15-4 run right now here in this third quarter. So North Posey's really stepped it up here. Our defense has been really tough. And Evansville Christian is going to inbound the ball, go a full length of the court. Ariana Marks gets it inbounds to Bella Hall. Hall throws it up court to gets back to Hall. And that was double dribble, and then they missed that one. So Hallie Higgs. And we got a foul here on North Posey. It was a push off. I guess I missed that. And that foul, I'm not even sure. That foul was on Alyssa Heath. That's her first personal foul. 13 foul, the quarter. And that went out of bounds. It's going to be Evansville Christian ball. 4 minutes exactly left there, third quarter. North Posey leads 37-28 against Evansville Christian here. Biggest lead of the night, 9 points. Hannah Higgs got the ball. She passed it over to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer takes a 3-point shot. It's up. It's good. 3-point basket by Sammy Holtzmeyer. 37-31 is your score now. 3 minutes, 44 seconds left here. Third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 6. Johnson passes it over to Heath for a 3-point shot. It's good. 3-point basket by Alyssa Heath. 40-31 is your score now. Lady Vikings up by 9. Holtzmeyer gets it over to Bella Hall. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gets it up court there in the middle there to Jazz Ward, and that's good. 2-point basket by Jazz Ward. 42-31 is your score now. North Posey leads by 11. North Posey still playing in full court press. Anna Hicks goes up with it, and she got, and it went out of bounds off North Posey. Oh, it's going to be North Posey ball. It went out Evansville Christian player. So from my angle, it looked like it went off North Posey player, but I can't see down that end, so. Here we go. So North Posey got the ball here. 2 minutes, 56 seconds left here in third quarter. Lady Vikings lead by 11, 42-31. Baseline there to Murphy. Murphy, they lost it. And we're going to have a possession arrow. And that's going to go to Evansville Christian. So we've got 2 minutes, 47 seconds left. 42-31. North Posey leads by 11. Sammy Holzmeier bringing the ball to court for Evansville Christian. Being guarded by Mallory Lewis. Holzmeier looked up her dribble. Can't, got it out to Hannah Higgs. Higgs throws one up. Missed it. Rebound it. And we got a foul here, it looks like. And I'm not sure. They call that foul on Alyssa Heath. And that's her second personal foul. Second personal foul. 14 foul of the quarter. Hicks takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Hannah Higgs. 42-34 is the score now. Lady Vikings up 8. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left. Like I said, you can't let Higgs and Gear and all them go up. Cyber tried to make a shot, and it got blocked by Hallie Higgs. And that's a shot. And that foul basket was by Ariana Marks. So 42-36 now is your score. Lady Vikings up 6. So we've got a foul here on Evansville Christian. That foul is going to be on Bella Hall. That's her second personal foul. Third team foul of the quarter. Caitlin Seibert's going to inbound the ball from North Posey. Gets it inbounds to Murphy in the middle there to Heath. Ward's able to recover it. Back in the middle there to Ward again. Ward got it blocked. Ward missed it. Rebounded by Bella Hall. Hannah Higgs got the ball up to Holzmeier. And Ward just stole the ball from Firmer. And Marks got stole again. And Higgs has got the ball now. Over to Hallie Higgs. Rebounded by Caitlin Seibert. Logs bringing the ball up the court. Gets it over there to Heath. Heath drives in lane there. Goes up with it. And gets fouled going to the basket. And that foul is on number 40, Bella Hall. And that's her third personal foul. 14 foul the quarter for Evansville Christian. Going to the line for 2 free throw shots is Alyssa Heath. Heath takes her first free throw shot. It's good. 43-36 now is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 7. 1 minute, 7 seconds left here in the quarter. Heath, take your second free throw shot. It goes up. It rolls in. It's good. 44-36 now is your score. Back in the game is Kylie Bender for Alyssa Heath. Heath had here in the – she's had one heck of a third quarter here. I'll go through the totals in just a little bit, but we're back in the game. 1 minute left here in third quarter. Sammy Holzmeier's bringing the ball to court. Gets it over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs back to Holzmeier. Holzmeier drives in the lane, gets it over to Marks. Marks takes a shot, missed it. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward tried to make a pass to Lug. Stolen. Rebounded by Bender. Bender was able to recover it. She got the ball over to Lug. Down to 36 seconds left. Jazz Ward takes a shot. No good air ball. Rebounded by Hannah Higgs. Higgs looks up court to Holzmeier. And stolen by Jazz Ward. Down to 20 seconds left here. And Coach Colt said one shot. So he told Logs just to step back now and wait for the last shot. 44-36 now. North Posey leads by 8. Murphy takes a three-point shot. Rolls in. No good. Rebounded by Ward. And we got a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to go to... North Posey. 3.8 seconds left. Here. Ward, and we got another jump ball. So it's going to go to Evansville Christian. 8/10 of a second left here in third quarter. Second left. Sammy Holzmeier's going to inbound the ball for. And I don't know what the heck's going on with the scoreboard, but that's the end of the third quarter. after three quarters. North Posey leads by the score of 44-36. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Looking for a new ride, or is it time to give your current car the care it deserves? At Expressway Jeep, we've got you covered. Whether you're shopping for the latest Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram models, or need reliable service, we're your one-stop shop. Check out our amazing deals on quality new and pre-owned vehicles. And when it's time for maintenance, our certified technicians are ready to keep your vehicle running like new. Visit us today or check us out online at expressway jeep.com. Expressway Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Thanks for joining us in WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. Chris Mullins with me live action here today from Evansville Christian High School between the North Posey Lady Vikings and the Evansville Christian Lady Eagles. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. North Posey leads this game by the score of 44-36. North Posey scored 22 points in the third quarter. They doubled their points in one quarter, and they outscored Evansville Christian 22-12 to now have an 8-point lead at 44-36. Alyssa Heath had 11 of the Lady Vikings' 22 points in the third quarter. So she's up to 14 points now in the game, but 11 of her 14 points were in the third quarter. Heath's got the ball, gets over to Johnson. Back over to the other side to Murphy. Murphy throws in the middle to Weatherholt, back out to Murphy. Murphy takes a three-point shot off the rim, no good. And it's going to be off of North Posey. It's going to be Evansville Christian ball. 7:44 left here, fourth quarter. The Vikings have an 8-point lead at 44-36. If you're just joining us, North Posey did trail there at the end of the first quarter, but ever since the start of the second half, they have been on fire. And that's going to be out of bounds off of Evansville Christian. It's going to be North Posey ball. What happened was Peyton Gear tried to make a pass, and it went, and we're having problems again with the scoreboard. I guess it's 7 minutes, 36 seconds left now. And now it's not working. Clock's not working now again. Oh, there it is again. Okay. Here we go. Murphy takes a three-point shot. It's up. It's good. Three-point basket by Addie Murphy. 47-36 now. North Posey leads by 11. Peyton Gear being guarded by Ellie Joe Johnson. Johnson's giving her all kinds of fits. Here we go. Holzmeier passed the ball to Marks. Marks almost lost it. Gets it up to Holzmeier for a three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Jazz Ward. Ward made a good move there, but Johnson's able to recover it. Over to Murphy. In the middle there to Weatherholt. Weatherholt missed it, but nice move there. But rebounded by Ariana Marks. Marks gets the ball to Peyton Gear. Gear's bringing the ball to court for the Lady Eagles. 6 minutes, 50 seconds left here in this game. Holzmeier takes a few dribbles right now. Passes it to Ariana Marks. Marks back to Holzmeier. Holzmeier throws in the middle to Hallie Higgs. And Higgs just got fouled. And that's going to be a non-shooting foul. It should be. And that's going to be on number 23, Jaslyn Ward. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So Evansville Christian's got inbound the ball underneath their basket. Lady Vikings have an 11-point lead, 47-36. 6 minutes, 36 seconds left here in this game. And Evansville Christian trying to inbound the ball underneath their basket. Got it in bounds to Hannah Higgs. Nice block by Ward. And her foot in the Evansville Christian, that was Bell Hall. Her foot was on the line, and it's going to be North Posey's ball. 6.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Lady Vikings still lead by 11. Ellie Joe Johnson goes up with it. Rolls in. It's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. 49-36 is your score. And we got another scoreboard issue again. I don't know what's going on now. So the referee called another break there. I don't know what's going on. But we got 6:31 left here on the clock. And it seems like nothing's running correctly. And now he called both coaches over to the scores box, the scores table, I meant. And I don't know what's going on. So Coach Cove just told him to keep playing. So I guess the timer's not working now, so I have no idea how much time we got left. Ellie Joe Johnson just stole the ball from Evansville Christian, laid it up. It's good. Two-point basket by Ellie Joe Johnson. 51-36 now, North Posey leads. I guess I'm just going to kind of estimate what's going on left here in the clock. And it's going to be off of North Posey player. It's going to be out of bounds. 51-36 now is the score. I don't even want to try to keep track of it because I don't even know what it is right now. It's about 6 minutes left here in the game. There we go. 5:53 left here on the clock. And that's a 5-second call on Evansville Christian. It's going to be North Posey ball here with 5:53 left in the game. 51-36 now. North Posey leads by 15. Biggest lead of the night for Lady Vikings. Ellie Joe Johnson bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Gets it over to Murphy on the baseline to Heath. Heath gets it out top the key to Johnson or on the other side to Murphy. Back out to Johnson. Over to Heath. Back over to Murphy. Murphy back to Heath. Over to Johnson. Johnson baseline to Heath. Heath takes a three-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bella Hall. Hall just threw it away, and Weatherholt just got it back for North Posey. 5:12 left here in the game. Johnson's got the ball from North Posey. Gets it back over to Heath. Back out to Weatherholt, top the key. Weatherholt takes a few dribbles. Back over to Johnson. To Ward. Ward goes up with it, missed it. Ward got her own rebound, and she got fouled going to the basket on that play. So she's going to go line for two shots. Down to 4:46 left here in the game. That foul's going to be on number one, Peyton Gear. That's her first personal foul. First team foul of the quarter for Evansville Christian. Ward takes her first free throw shot. It's up. It's good. Ward now has 3 points in the game now for North Posey. 52-36 is your score. Lady Vikings lead by 16. And I don't know what's going on again. So we're having trouble with the score clock again. So we have 4:46 left here in the game. Ward getting ready to take her second free throw shot. Goes up, and it's also good. So she goes 2-for-2 there at the line. 4 points now in the game. 53-36 is the score. Got a substitution coming in the game now. We got Sammy Holzmeier coming in the game for Peyton Gear for Evansville Christian. North Posey's in a full court press. Evansville Christian gets it ball over to Hallie Higgs. Higgs gets it back to Ariana Marks. Marks gets across the 10-second line for Evansville Christian. Marks passes the ball over to Hannah Higgs. Higgs gets the ball to Holzmeier. Holzmeier takes a few dribbles. Lost control of it. Nice move there by Johnson. And we got a foul here on North Posey, I believe. And that foul is going to be on Mallory Lewis. That's going to be Lewis' second personal foul. Basket by Marks, missed it. Rebounded by Johnson, and we got a jump ball. And I'm not sure who the arrow is going to. It's going to be Evansville Christian ball. Yeah, it is. 4 minutes, 25 seconds left here in this matchup. 53-36 now. North Posey leads by 17. And we got another foul here on North Posey, it looks like. That's going to be on number 23, Jazz Ward. That's her second personal foul. Her second personal foul, third team foul. And I guess the clock is not running again. So it's still showing 4:25. The ball over to Holtzmeyer. Holtzmeyer just lost it, and we got another jump ball. So this time it's going to go to North Posey. So 4 minutes and 2 seconds now. Here we go. Guess we're back to normal again. And oh, nice steal there by Higgs. Up, rebounded by Marks. Marks tried to make a basket, rebounded by Kylie Bender. Johnson bringing the ball to the court on a fast break. Over to Ward. Ward takes a baseline shot. Goes up, it's good. Two-point basket by Jazz Ward. 55-36 now is your score. Lady Vikings up 19, 4 minutes left. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left now in the game. Marks takes a shot, goes out, no good. Rebounded by Ellie Jo Johnson. Got 3.5 minutes left in the game. Lady Vikings up 19. Ellie Jo Johnson. Let's bring the ball back out. Gives it over to Lewis. Lewis passes it over to Heath. Over the baseline to Johnson. In the middle to Ward. Ward lays it up on the glass. Missed a shot. Rebounded by Bella Hall. 3 minutes left in the game. And it's a nice little jump shot, floating jump shot there by Hannah Higgs. 55-38 is your score now. That's the first basket of the quarter for Evansville Christian. Lewis ran the ball to court, gets a little jump shot, missed it, rebounded by Hannah Higgs. Higgs looks up court to Hallie Higgs, and Higgs got fouled by Ellie Jo Johnson. This will be Johnson's second personal foul, fourth team foul of the quarter for North Posey. So going the line for two free throw shots will be Hallie Higgs. Higgs takes her first free throw shot. It rolls out, no good. Evansville Christian in this quarter here has been outscored 11-2 here, and looks like Evansville Christian coach is pulling all of her starters out of the game. Hallie Higgs takes a second free throw shot. It's good. And we got a timeout by North Posey. I guess Coach Cole's going to do the same thing. It's going to be a full timeout. So 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the game. 55-39, North Posey leads. You're listening to WPIW, 98.9 FM, Lady Viking basketball.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking basketball. I'm Chris Moreland, bringing you live action here tonight from Evansville Christian High School. Between North Posey and Evansville Christian. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here in this game. North Posey leads 55-39 over Evansville Christian. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Pass it over to Lewis. Lewis still dribbling. Lewis gets the ball over to Heath. Heath gets in the middle there to Bender. Back out to Johnson. Johnson takes a nice little baseline shot. No good. Rebounded by Heath. And Heath has got foul going to the basket. And that's going to be just the second foul on Evansville Christian here in the quarter. Not sure the foul's going to be on, but it's on 33, which is Lindy Schaefer. And Bender threw the ball right in the middle there to Heath, and Heath tried to go up for a layup, and she got fouled going to the basket, and she's going to go line for two. That's been a third personal foul on Evansville Christian. That foul is on number 55, Hannah Schmidt. That's her first personal foul. Heath takes a first free throw shot. It is good. 56-39 is the score now. Heath takes a second free throw shot. It's also good. 57-39 is the score. Heath's having one heck of a second half here. She only had 3 points in the first half. In the second half here, she's already got 13 points. Got 2 minutes left in here in the game. Peyton Gear gets the ball over to the 55 Schmidt. Hannah Schmidt made a two-point basket. 57-41 is the score. 1:44 left here in the game. Ball over to Bender, back to Lewis. Lewis gets the ball to the baseline to Ward. Ward goes up with it, and it's good. Two-point basket by Jazz on Ward. Ward's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter. 59-41. The Vikings lead by 18. 1 minute, 22 seconds left. And nice block here. Ellie Jo Johnson bringing the ball to the court on fast break. And Johnson got fouled going to the basket. So she's going to go line for two. And that foul is going to be on number one, Peyton Gear. And that's her second personal foul, 14 foul. Going the line for two free throw shots is Ellie Jo Johnson. Johnson takes her first free throw shot. It is good. We're posing tonight is really doing very well on the free throw line. I've only got him missing one shot this whole night, so playing very well tonight. Coming in the game for North Posey is number four, Taryn Wilson, and Chloe Kirchhoff. Johnson takes her second free throw shot. It rolls out. No good. I shouldn't have said anything. I jinxed them. So 60-41 is the score. Get the ball in the middle there to Schmidt. Schmidt back out to Higgs. And Higgs got fouled. I think it's on Jasmine Ward. It is on Ward. That's going to be Ward's third personal foul. 15 foul the quarter from Raposi. So going to the line is Hallie Higgs. Higgs made that first free throw shot. 60-42 now is your score. One minute, 1 second left here in the game. Higgs takes a second free throw shot, missed it, got her own rebound, tried to go up with it, rebounded by Schmidt, and she goes up with it and makes the basket. 60-44 now is your score. Fifty-four seconds left here in the game. Rebounded by Higgs. Hallie Higgs got the ball right now for Evansville Christian. Down 37 seconds left here in the game. Peyton Gear handling the ball right now for Evansville Christian. Gets the ball in the middle there. Recovered by Caitlin Seibert. Seibert bringing the ball to court for North Posey. Gets the ball to Ellie Jo Johnson. Down to 24 seconds left in the game. Johnson's just going to hold the ball. Pass it over to Izzy Hallam. Game. Just lost the ball. Out of bounds, going to be North Posey ball. 11.3 seconds left here in the game. North Posey has a 16-point lead. Izzy Hallam's bringing the ball to the court for North Posey. Down to 5, 3, 2, 1, and that is the game. Final score, North Posey wins 60-44 over Evansville Christian. When we come back, I'll bring you the scoring totals from tonight's game. You're listening to WPIW 98.9 FM, Lady Viking Basketball.
At Nick's Industrial, culture is what sets us apart from any other organization in the industry. Our people are not only our greatest asset, we are family. Our people have a mindset of determination for wins, but still believe in staying humble along the way. We all believe in continuous education and put ongoing effort to better ourselves as well as the company.
Browse careers and start your journey with Nick's Industrial at nicksindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine. Because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Feel that chill? It's your reminder to make sure your furnace is working properly. That means it's time to contact Becker Heating and Air. Save some dough and ask Brad about their Posey County Furnace Service Special. Brad's your go-to expert with 27 years experience servicing and diagnosing all grands. Call soon and schedule your Posey County Service Special with Becker Heating, Air, and Insulation, located on Main Street in Wadesville. Call 812-499-1324.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Thanks for joining us at WPIW 98.9 FM for Lady Viking Basketball. Chris Moreland, Brady live action here tonight from Evansville Christian High School between Evansville Christian Lady Eagles and North Posey Lady Vikings. North Posey won this game by the final score of 60-44 of Evansville Christian. They improved their season record to 9-5 on the year. Evansville Christian falls to 11-5 on their season. North Posey started off the game kind of a little slow. Evansville Christian closed out the first quarter with 11-2 run and led by the score of 16-9 after the first quarter. Then North Posey won the second quarter 13-8, but still trailed at the half 24-22. North Posey went and overdrive control there in the third quarter, outscoring Evansville Christian 22-12. They doubled their first half totals to take a 44-36 lead after the end of 33 quarters of play. North Posey won the fourth quarter 16-8 to win by the score of 60-44. So good, good win for North Posey. Good balanced victory for them to improve to 9-5 on the year. Individual scoring wise in the game for North Posey, North Posey led by as much as 19 points in the game on two different occasions as well. So, scoring wise for Evansville Christian, I'll go with them first. Leading the way for them was Hannah Higgs with 13 points, and they had Hallie Higgs with 12 points, Peyton Gear with 6 points, Bella Hall with 4 points, Hannah Schmidt with 4 points, Sammy Holzmar with 3 points, and Ariana Marks with 2 points. For North Posey, they were led in scoring by Alyssa Heath with 17 points. She had 14 of her 17 points in the second half. 11 of them were in the third quarter. So, I mean, that she kind of broke away. She kind of helped. She scored 11 of the Lady Vikings' 22 points in the third quarter to help them pull away in this game. Then we got Ellie Jo Johnson. She scored 13 points in the game. Kylie Bender with 8 points. Jazz Ward with 8 points. Addie Murphy with 7 points, Ella Weatherholt with 4 points, and Mallory Lewis with 3 points. And that's the scoring, individual scoring for tonight's game. Again, final score, Norposi wins 60-44 over Evansville Christian, improved their season record to 9-5. We'll be back on the air again tomorrow night at Norposi when the Lady Vikings play Heritage Hills Lady Patriots. We'll bring that game to you live. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. We'll bring pregame to you around 6:50. Until then, have a great evening, and we'll see you again tomorrow night. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Norposi Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorposiRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.